Moving Billboards Behind the Tattoos by Keith Erickson. Going back centuries, the tradition of body markings has been used to signify many things. For men like me, they have represented something less than traditional. I am covered in ink. Tattoos cover 90% of my body, from the tops of my feet to the bottom of my throat. I have become a walking billboard of misdirection. I say this with no disdain whatsoever. In fact, I say it from the perspective of someone who now understands how someone can judge another person based on their appearance alone before they ever get to know them. I, too, despite the markings, have had preconceived ideas about others before I gave them a fair chance to know me. Navigating the prison yard, I've seen every statement there is to make in the form of self-expressive art. Tattoos have not only been the representation of the gang subculture, but also for those who are attempting to conceal something about themselves they would rather not face. My name is Keith Erickson. I am 51 years of age, and I am currently serving a term of 248 years to life in the California Department of Corrections. I've been incarcerated since 1994. Time seems to go by so fast, and yet, with each tattoo, I am able to remember periods of my journey that I may or may not be so proud of. If you were to ask me to describe what it is like to walk a prison yard, I would tell you that it is like walking through a city filled with moving billboards, men zigzagging from point A to point B. Most of the time, their destination is simply out of habit. A routine, everyday life that has become so damn redundant it can be depressing. Dark tinted sunglasses, expressionless faces, absent of approachable emotion. These men are hardened. They have mastered the ability to hide who they really are from each other. I, too, have mastered this ability, something I am now trying hard to erase. My first tattoo as an 18-year-old incarcerated boy was in the configuration of a gang identification. Boldly inscribed across my chest were the letters announcing to the rest of the prison population what it was I have sworn to represent. Little did I know that representation was forged in the blood of what would later become the rise and fall of Keith Erickson. I would walk away from the gang subculture eventually, struggle for years to find who it is that I was meant to be all along, and spend the next decade trying so hard to forget a past that was constantly coming back to haunt me with every look into the mirror. As a small boy, I had suffered abuse at the hands of a violent stepfather, neglect from a mother that was just as much victimized as I was, and left with this deep, unfulfilling need to be accepted by others. For me, the gangs within the prison system gave me what I lacked as a child, a validated belonging. As twisted as the ideologies were, I followed them and made myself to appear as if I had been a poster child for violence and criminality. Truth is, I was just a boy pretending to be a man who refused to allow others to see my secrets. I have since then seen in other men the same scars that once drove me to act the way I did. My ability to now let go of the past has allowed me to see past their markings and appreciate them for who they really are. From the outside looking in, I understand the way the society has deemed incarcerated men as monsters that have committed crimes that are unimaginable to most. I also get that there is a subconscious line in the sand that keeps them from making the effort to wander across the trench that divides us to explore who we are. However, I believe that we are all just simply trying to find our way from one bad place to another, somewhere in the middle that will allow us to start healing. My tattoos are no different than yours in the sense that I've hidden behind them, used them to conceal the pain in me, and for the most part, to hold on to something out of fear that I would have nothing at all. So how different are we? Despite having covered the tattoos that once represented an ugly part of my life and who I once thought I had to be in order to survive in prison, I'm still covered with the reminders of...
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
So many chapters of my life that have come and gone. The loss of life, celebration of events and persons of great significance to me, and things I just wanted to hold close to me because it was all that I had left. I held these remembrances beneath my skin as close as I could before they were forever lost, before my time here on earth was over and I moved on elsewhere. All I could think was perhaps one day I too would merit a place of remembrance beneath the skin of another human being that couldn't let me go. After all, we all want to be loved, right? So what is it that men are afraid to reveal about themselves beneath the ink? Well, I can tell you from the perspective of a man that is now bonded with ex-gang members that were once deemed my enemies, and men of different ethnic backgrounds that I dared not associate with, but now embraces my brothers. That pain does not discriminate. If you look long enough, deep enough, you'll discover we are, in fact, more than just moving billboards. Like you, we are not what we appear to be. The markings upon our bodies tell a story, much like your own. That's it.